As the Clean Water Act approaches its 40th birthday, supporters say it's under assault by Congress. One West Virginia representative, Nick Rahal, is on the front line of a battle to change the Landmark Act. From West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Patrick Terpstra picks up the story on the water in Washington.
On a cloudy summer morning, Ed Merrifield opens up his motorboat on the glassy waters of the Potomac River. Merrifield is president of Potomac Riverkeeper, a group working to make sure the river is as clean as possible.
Well, we get out about once a week on an average in this area.
Merrifield guides the boat past the Jefferson Memorial, the Watergate Hotel, and other Washington landmarks, searching for any sign of illegal pollutants. During storms, raw sewage and industrial waste overflow into the river, leading the Environmental Protection Agency to classify the river as impaired. Bad as that may sound, Merrifield remembers a far worse time.
Oh my, before the Clean Water Act, if you were to fall into the river in these areas, Coast Guard would pull you out and make sure you had your tetanus shots. It was that bad. It was just, it was ugly, it was dangerous, it had trash in it, it was really a mess.
Enacted in 1972, the Clean Water Act allowed the federal government to regulate pollutants in waters nationwide, including 981 waterways in West Virginia. It enabled the EPA to require states develop plans for reducing pollutants. This year, key provisions of the act fell out of favor with the House of Representatives. Congressman Nick Rahal accused the EPA of overreaching when making states comply with clean water quality standards. He says the regulatory crackdown is costing jobs in the coal mining industry, which is responsible for much of West Virginia's water pollution.
By creating wholly new criteria and new timelines for Clean Water Act permits and stubbornly insisting from on high that the states adhere to them, the EPA is imposing its own will and its own interpretations of water quality standards on the states.
Rahal was among 16 Democrats joining 223 House Republicans in passing major changes to the Clean Water Act. The legislation forbids the EPA from setting new standards for pollutants without state permission and gives states the final say in cleanup plans. The bill also limits how much financial assistance the EPA can pull from a state failing to comply with federal clean water standards.
The agency may claim that it is following the law and only, quote, assisting the states, but the reality is that the agency is strong-arming the states.
Portions of the Elk River remain polluted with fecal coliform, lead, and other contaminants. Sutton Lake is also polluted with mercury, so is much of the Greenbrier River. The changes would allow West Virginia to take the lead on cleaning up the 7,500 miles of rivers and streams statewide. The West Virginia Coal Association, Manufacturers Association, and Chambers of Commerce all endorse the House bill. Back on the Potomac, Ed Merrifield says he can predict how the changes would affect water quality.
We would be returning to the days of rivers catching on fire, of this river being called a national disgrace. If this resolution were allowed to get through the Senate now and get signed into law.
Senate leaders do not plan to give the bill any life, and even if it passes Congress, the White House says the president would likely veto it. Merrifield says it's worrisome the act passed even one chamber of Congress.
These people are not dumb. They are smart there. And why they would do something like this is just, I don't get it.
Rahal says enactment of the bill now would be, in his words, quite a feat. Even so, he vows to keep up pressure to move the bill forward. Patrick Terpstra, Capital News Connection.